This is Amon Focus.
This is Bianca Carosio.
This is your boy Kevin Spence.
This is Ashley Bing.
Yo, this is Brian Summers, and you're listening to season two of We're Getting Better. Let's go. Okay, so before we get into today's show, gotta let you guys know that We're Getting Better will now air on Wednesdays. That's right, Wednesdays we're now dropping We're Getting Better. Wanted to be closer to Shooting with Shooters, our show that comes out on Thursdays with my co-host Dio Kosoko, also known as The Art Hype. So, for now on, if you've subscribed, you'll be getting your alerts on Wednesdays. Now that that's out the way, let's go ahead and get into episode 205. What's your lane? Is it sports? Is it portraits? Maybe it's nature. Oh, and that's just the overall genre. If you had to really specify what you shoot, what would it be? So not just sports, but which sport? Is it hockey portraits? Maybe you have a passion for zoology and you have a burning desire to document every living species of bird in North America. Now that's a lane. I'm asking you this because we've all heard that phrase, jack of all trades, master of none. I used to think it was cool being able to do everything. Oh, you're a dope photographer? Well, how seamlessly can you move from photographing Dale Earnhardt Jr. at the Daytona 500 to yearbook photos, then turn around and capture spider monkeys in their natural habitat? Not that easy, right? Maybe because you're not built that way. And that's no shade to your photographic skill set. That's just straight up normal. You're not going to expect a pastry chef to grill a mean porterhouse steak. Well, you shouldn't at least. Just because you know how to operate a camera doesn't mean you should shoot everything. That's all I'm saying. Find your lane and stay in it. Own it. Live in it. Make that lane your fortress of solitude. Know it inside and out. In my humble opinion, artists should be highly observant, students of their subject matter. Okay, you can draw. Maybe you take nice photos. That skill set will work itself out the more you use it. But what do you use it on? Imagine you're a brand new parent. Guess where all your attention is redirected? To your brand new baby. Now, add the fact that you're an artist. I'm willing to bet that your skill set combined with your observation skills are now devoted to this new human that you've created. If you're a photographer, expect to have a boatload of albums. Whatever social media platform you use is now flooded with images of that kid. And they're fire photos because you're just that nice. And that kid is your lane. Nobody can tell you anything about your kid because it's your kid. Take that same passion, that same level of devotion, can be put towards whatever you consider to be your lane. Lately, I've been consumed by a passion project, a labor of love. I've been taking portraits for a while, but this particular project got real specific. I'm talking about the We Love You project. If you listen to the last episode, you know a little bit about the project. If you listen to Shooting with Shooters, then you're all too familiar. I'm going to take a break, but when we come back, I'll explain exactly how this portrait series is defining my lane. Stay tuned. This week's photographer spotlight is Roy De Carava. Born December 9th, 1919 in Harlem, Roy De Carava would grow up to be a renowned master photographer. He began his career as a painter and later turned to photography by the 1940s. His photographs were initially used as references for what would eventually end up on the canvas as paintings, but by 1952, De Carava was all in. He embraced photography as his new medium and was even the ninth photographer to receive the Guggenheim Foundation Fellowship. He considered his images artistic expressions, serious, artistic, and universally human. He worked for Columbia, Prestige, ABC Paramount, and Atlantic Records, as well as Sports Illustrated and Scientific American, until the 1970s when he became a professor of art at Cooper Union. He's received several honorary degrees from Rhode Island School of Design, Maryland Institute of Art, the Parsons School of Design, and the Art Institute of Boston for contributions to American art. In addition to his many accolades, De Caraba was awarded the gold medal for lifetime achievement from the National Arts Club and the Master of Photography Award from the International Center of Photography. In 2006, he was awarded the National Medal of Art from the National Endowment for the Arts, presented by George W. Bush. De Caraba lived to be 89 years old and died of natural causes on October 27, 2009. For more information on Roy De Caraba, visit decaraba.org. Back to the show. When I first welcomed portraits as a possible focus, I would make them interesting for myself and subject by also exploring the location for the first time, location scouting while test shooting. I call them portrait walks. I still do them and they're still fun. We'll go out and play with the light, manipulate or take advantage of how the light falls or bounces off a building. This is all happening while interacting with the model. The photos will reflect not only the location, but their personality. To me, that's the beauty of a portrait. After doing a few portrait walks, an opportunity opened up with the Combat Jack Show, a critically acclaimed podcast at the time revolving around hip-hop culture, history, and a little bit of politics. The host and guests were amazing. I started taking portraits of the guests and trying to match the images to the brand. There were black and white photos on a grungy white background, shot with the ring light. The show's listeners loved them. I did that for almost 2 years, photographing people like Ice-T, Dr. Mark Lamont Hill, Raekwon, Juvenile, Wendy Williams, Big Crit, Currency, DJ Kool Herc, and even J. Cole. There were some months that we'd have 2 guests a week, so you can imagine the amounts of portraits I have in the vault right now. All that to say, I was practicing. Honing, getting better at these very close-up portraits, sometimes too close. Fast forward to summer 16, the end of July. I started taking portraits of strangers, black men of all ages that answered a call to come out and take back their image. The goal was set. Photograph 1,000 black men of all ages, with the aim to flood the internet and change the narrative that black men are prison-destined monsters, savages, and criminals. As of November 2016, the We Love You Project has been to 4 cities and photographed over 520 men and boys. Keep in mind that these shoots also happen between the hours of 10 to 5 in 1 day. So that's about over 100 people per city. These portraits have come a long way since the Combat Jack Show. All of that practice getting the right framing, necessary lighting, understanding personalities, it was all a part of a healthy obsession, and it helped me find my lane. At this point, I feel like it's my duty as an artist to document the time period I live in. Preserve history. The We Love You Project is a creative protest. It has its elements of humanitarianism. It's also social justice. It's also art. And it's taken about 3 years to refine my lane. And it will continue to progress. Ever notice how often they're doing construction on the highway? Constantly building new roads and making older ones better? Let's just say we've come a long way since dirt roads. But that's it for this episode. Until next time, keep paving your road. Thanks again for listening to another episode of We're Getting Better. As always, drop comments, rate, review, and subscribe. Don't forget to follow our new show, Shooting with Shooters, every Thursday with the art hype, Dio Kosoko. And remember, let's get better.